Hong Kong is set for another day of mass protests as the city's government pushes ahead with plans to allow the extradition of criminal suspects to mainland China. School students and some business groups are planning on joining demonstrations against the change, which critics fear will erode the autonomy Hong Kong was promised when Britain handed it back to China 22 years ago. China correspondent Bill Birtles is in Hong Kong.
Overnight, a mixture of Christians and university students gathered outside Hong Kong's Legislative Council building. The numbers were nowhere near the hundreds of thousands who marched last weekend, but Wednesday is renewing the focus for protesters. The city's lawmakers are resuming debate on the plan to amend Hong Kong's laws, which would allow suspects to be extradited to face mainland Chinese courts. Protester Ouyang Tong says it's a huge step in Beijing breaking down the wall that gives Hong Kong legal independence.
Hong Kong, our law is totally different to the Beijing and the China. So that the law is protect Hong Kong people. If we not have this protect, we also, many Hong Kong people feel that it's very dangerous.
And so you feel the government's not listening to the protesters?
The Hong Kong government only listening to the Beijing government.
Many of the protesters overnight were young, like this 20-year-old student Lucas Ho.
We have freedom here. We have our core value. We have freedom of speech. We have we can protest on the street. And maybe this will be our last protest. And after the extradition bill is passed, maybe no one is ever dare to go out anymore.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, says the change is needed to ensure the former British colony isn't a haven for fugitives. China isn't the only jurisdiction the change would apply to, but it's the only one people here care about. China's Communist Party has a long and consistent track record of jailing, censoring and persecuting political activists. Carrie Lam is promising safeguards to ensure no one will be extradited for political reasons, but protesters don't believe her. Now, Hong Kong's lawmakers are bringing forward the vote to next week, and the Legislative Council's president, Andrew Leung, says before then there will be ample time for debate.
It's unprecedented. I can't think of a similar situation before. We've set aside 61 hours for the members of the council to debate this.
Many protesters say it's a lost cause. Hong Kong's Legislative Council is rigged in favour of Beijing. China's government maintains a majority by indirectly appointing half of Hong Kong's lawmakers. They'll almost certainly approve the extradition changes next week. But protesters say they'll continue to take to the streets regardless. This is Bill Birtles in Hong Kong reporting for AM.